Hello, hello. Welcome back to Finding Spirit with Tabs. I'm your host, Tabs McCaffrey, and I'm a developing medium here in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. On this podcast, I share my own personal experience and journey as I grow and develop my psychic medium abilities and really sharing everything and anything spiritually related. It's kind of like a choose your woo adventure. No matter what level of woo you're looking for, we are going to be diving in, and I'm just going to hold your hand and walk this journey with you. If you haven't started episode one, I always recommend going there because I'm going to break down my journey, how I found out I was a medium, my first mediumship readings, and just the process of how I've been developing. So on today's episode, we have been doing a series on the clair abilities, and I love talking about this. This is something I actually feel pretty comfortable talking about. I've had access to all clair abilities during my mediumship since the very first reading, and that's episode one. It was crazy because I use all of them pretty frequently in my readings. It just felt like a great topic to cover and hopefully help and inspire you or help you develop or work on your clair abilities in your own spiritual practice. Today's episode is Expanding Clairvoyance, the Gift of Clear Seeing. We're diving into the world of clairvoyance, which is all about seeing what is beyond in front of us. Clairvoyance is often referred to as clear seeing. It's a special ability that lets us pick up visual information that goes beyond our regular senses. So we're going to jump into it and explore what is it? What are the definitions? How do you work on it, develop it, and some questions and myths at the end. What is clairvoyance? Clairvoyance is the psychic ability to perceive visual information beyond the physical senses. Clairvoyants may receive images, symbols, or visions that convey insights about past, present, or future events. I bet you have the ability and you don't even know it. If I ask you to think of an apple right now, think of an apple, imagine in your mind, what shape is it? What color do you see? How big is the apple? Now you see that and you envision that in your mind. That is exactly what clairvoyance is. It's like imagining it in your mind. And for me, I like to think of it kind of like a daydream. That's how I would best describe it. Here are some different ways that clairvoyance can manifest for everyone. First off, visual images. Some people may see very vivid images, symbols, or scenes in their mind. And it's almost like your third eye. That's how I describe it. It's that daydream. Sometimes this can happen during meditation, dreams, or just like spontaneous flashes of insight. These images can convey messages, guidance, or insights about past, present, or future events. Oftentimes, this is how I will experience. It'll either be like a photo type image where I'm like, okay, I can see this. Or sometimes it can be like a movie screen. It's really hard to explain, but it would be like daydreaming about something that happened in your life. You know, when you play a scene in your mind and you know how it worked out, that's basically how I experience clairvoyance. Another is spiritual vision. So clairvoyants may perceive spiritual beings such as angels, guides, or deceased loved ones. And sometimes this can show as like a luminous form, auras, or apparitions, or in my case, as like shadows. I almost see like dark images. And that's not saying that these spirits are like dark entities. That's just how I see them when they are physically presenting in my life. I know the other way people will describe it is like sparkles. I did have in a reading, I think it was the one with Josh and Peyton, where it was almost like sparkles were flying around the room. It was like bing, bing, bing. It was like Tinkerbell just flying around the room. So there's lots of different ways that you can experience it. Some people do, some people don't. I used to experience it even outside of mediumship, and now I've just set so many boundaries that they only come to me when I ask. Next is symbolic imagery. Others may receive symbolic imagery or visual metaphors that represent deeper insights about a person, situation, or sometimes issues that may have happened. These symbols may appear spontaneously during meditation, intuitive readings, or mediumship readings. And I do know quite a few mediums operate on that symbolism. So when they see this symbol, it means this. When they see this, it means that. Like sometimes it could be how they died. It may be relations to others. I don't actually use symbolism in my mediumship. I'm usually pretty straightforward. I communicate directly, I guess you could say. If I need clarification, I just ask them, they give it to me. But I have heard even some of the really experienced mediums talk about, even if they have clear communication, using symbolism for certain things. So I think it's something that I'm going to have to develop at a certain level, but I do prefer just to ask spirit and see what they answer with. Another way that you may experience or it can manifest is through dreams and visions. Clairvoyant experiences often occur during dreams or altered states of consciousness. I think it's just like the easiest time for them to come through because your boundaries are down, right? Also, you are sleeping through the witching hour, which is in the middle of the night. That is where the veil is the thinnest and it is the easiest for the spirit dimension to connect with us. So yeah, I think it's really cool that this is how some mediums operate. And I did have a couple other mediums in the mentorship group that I was in that did do their mediumship through dreams. So prior to meeting with someone the night before, they would have dreams and visions and they would write them all down in the morning. And then that's what they would start their reading with. And then another is intuitive art or creativity. So clairvoyance can also manifest through artistic expression, where individuals may receive visual inspiration, ideas, or imagery that convey deeper truths or insights. And there are some mediums that do drawings as well. I think there's someone on Instagram who just draws spirits that come to her and she puts their name, all the details. If you're hoping to connect with someone, you can go through all the drawings on her page. It's really neat. And then there's also like intuitive art, which I've had an interest in. It sounds really neat, like creating art and being creative through your mediumship. That just sounds like a synergistic relationship. Overall, clairvoyance is a highly individualized experience. It varies so much from person to person. Whether you experience it through visual images, symbolic imagery, dreams, creative inspiration, it doesn't matter. It's a very unique way of experiencing the spirit realm or spiritual interactions. And I think it can offer a really deep and also specific level of understanding to a situation. Let's go over how to develop your clairvoyance. Here are some practical techniques and exercises to help you develop your clairvoyant abilities. First one, and this was probably one of the first ones that I personally started practicing, and it's visualization practice. Set aside time each day to practice visualization techniques. Start by just like picturing simple objects or scenes in your mind's eye, like imagining them, and then gradually work your way up to more complex images. Practice holding the vision in your mind for as long as possible and noticing the details and the colors. I would actually do this while I was doing tasks. So if I was folding laundry that day, I would start envisioning things. I would try and envision stores that I shopped at. I would try and envision things that I've bought, maybe shirts or sweaters. Start holding on to that vision as long as you can in your mind, and then also making them more complex. Number two, and this was another really important step, I think, to developing and something I did right away, is meditative journeying. And this is so cool. If you do not do guided meditations, you need to look them up. I always use YouTube for these. There's like thousands and thousands of them. You can use guided meditations or just visualization techniques to start these journeys and just imagine yourself traveling to different landscapes, different realms. Observe the visual imagery that comes up while you're on this journey and pay attention to any symbols, signs, or messages that are appearing along the way. I do think it's a little bit harder to do self-guided meditations in this and is a lot easier to do ones that, you know, are on YouTube or that are pre-recorded. But as you get better and more experienced, you'll start to be able to initiate them yourselves. Number three is symbol interpretation. So practice interpreting symbol imagery in your dreams, artwork, or in your daily life. Keep a dream journal to record any symbols or visual motifs that appear in your dreams and reflect on their possible meanings. If you're in a reading or you're doing practice and you notice a symbolism come up, you're not sure what it means, you mention it to the person and they tell you how it relates in the reading, this is something worth noting because it may turn into a symbol that is commonly used through your readings and that spirit knows to use with you. Remember, you're dealing with a highly intelligent life form. Next up is energy work, and this explores the practice of aura reading, chakra balancing, and or energy healing. This is really good to help you develop your ability to perceive those subtle energy changes. Practicing sensing the energy fields of objects, plants, or people with your hands, and then notice any visual impressions or sensations that happen or change. When you start practicing this, you'll start to tune more into it, and it's a really great way for that visualization practice. And then we'll do automatic drawing, so you can engage in automatic drawing or doodling exercises to tap into your subconscious mind and stimulate that clairvoyant imagery. Allow your hand to move freely across the paper without conscious control. That's very important. I know it probably sounds funny as I say it, but the more you practice it, the easier it gets. And observe the visual patterns or symbols that may emerge. This is another way you could also practice symbolism if you're choosing to put that into your mediumship, is creating symbols for different meanings. And then the last one will be mindful practices. Cultivate that present moment awareness through mindfulness practices such as meditation, mindful breathing, body scanning, or like sensory awareness. Notice the visual details of your surroundings with focused attention and observe any images or impressions that arise in your mind's eye. So as you're doing this mindful practice, this clearing, deep breathing, what do you see in your mind's eye that is coming up? This is just a really simple way, and I think it can be incorporated into your daily meditations. So by using these practical techniques and exercises in your daily routine, you should be able to strengthen and develop your clairvoyant abilities over time. Remember to approach these with positivity and openness and a bit of spiritual curiosity, allowing yourself to explore and expand on this intuitive practice and this clairability. Trust your inner vision and embrace the process, because this is not a sprint. You are in a marathon. Spiritual growth, there's no end game. It's just something that you're going to keep working on. Let's go over working with clairvoyance in daily life. Here are a few ways that you can utilize this ability in your day-to-day life. First off is personal growth. Clairvoyance helps you understand yourself better by uncovering hidden feelings and beliefs. It guides you towards your passions and strengths while helping you grow as a person. It can also help with problem solving. Clairvoyance helps you see problems from new angles and find creative solutions. It gives you clear insights into different choices, making it easier to solve problems in relationships, life, and work. Also, decision making. I think this one should be tied with it. Clairvoyance helps you make decisions that feel right for you by visualizing the different options. You can trust your gut and confidently choose the best path, whether it's for jobs, relationships, or big life changes. And then I think the last one is spiritual development. Clairvoyance deepens your spiritual connection and understanding. Through meditation and visualization, you can connect with your spirit guides and receive divine guidance, helping you explore the deeper truths and growing your spirituality. I actually love using clairvoyance in my spiritual development. Also, like, I'm going to tie this into those guided meditations. There's a ton of guided meditations on Meet Your Spirit Guide. Highly recommend doing them. And many of them are very clairvoyant. Like, you're going to be envisioning this, you're going to be walking down a path, you're going to be by a lake or in a field. It's just a really good way to grow that ability. And I just want to add into here, it's really important that you use discernment and ethical responsibility when using your clairvoyance for guidance. So discernment, it's crucial to discern between genuine insights and wishful thinking or fear-based thoughts. Not every image or vision is a clear message, and take time to reflect and validate what you receive to ensure that it's coming from a place of truth. For ethical responsibility, respect the privacy and autonomy of others. Avoid prying into people's lives without their consent or using your abilities to manipulate or control a situation. Always lead from a space of honesty, integrity, and respect. And then the last one is empowerment. Use clairvoyance to empower others and yourself, not to instill fear or dependency. Encourage individuals to trust their own intuition and make their own decisions rather than relying solely on your guidance if you are providing this in readings. I think by exercising these, clairvoyance as a tool can be used for positive growth, understanding, and empowerment for both yourself and the people that you're working with. All right, let's go into common questions and myths. This is my favorite part of every episode. So how do I know if I'm clairvoyant? Signs of clairvoyance include experiencing vivid dreams, visualizing images or symbols during meditation, or having spontaneous flashes of insight or visions. Pay attention to these experiences as potential indicators of your clairvoyant abilities. And this was something, now that I know I have access to it, when I look back in life, I was experiencing this for a long time. This actually has been in my life most of my life. And I'm not saying this is how everyone experiences it. Some people, these are very new abilities to them, but I feel like we all have a little bit of clairvoyance in us. Next one, can clairvoyance be developed or learned? Yes, of course, clairvoyant abilities can be developed through practice, meditation, and owning your intuitive skills. By cultivating mindfulness and receptivity, you can strengthen your ability to perceive visual information beyond the physical senses. It's something we all have access to. And lastly, is clairvoyance the same as seeing spirits or ghosts? Well, clairvoyance can involve seeing spiritual beings or entities such as angels, guides, or deceased loved ones. It actually encompasses a broader range of visual perceptions beyond just spirit communication. And we talked about a lot of those in today's episode. All right, let's go over a couple myths. Clairvoyance can predict the future with 100% accuracy. So while clairvoyance may receive glimpses of future events through visions or insights, the future is not set in stone. We all have free will. It's like one of multiple possible outcomes. Predictions are always subject to free will and other factors. So clairvoyance provides insights and possibilities rather than definitive outcomes. Number two, clairvoyance can see everything about a person's life instantly. Clairvoyance is not like flipping through a book. It often requires like a focus, intention, and receptivity to the information that's coming through. Additionally, ethical clairvoyance respect the privacy and boundaries of others, and they do not pry into personal matters without permission. I actually have like 4 or 5 people in my life that I cannot think about, because if I think about them, I will get information about them. I will get thoughts. A couple of them have spirit people that are connected to them, that if I think of my friend or the person I know, their loved ones will start coming through. So I do have to have those boundaries up. And I 100% think it's a privacy thing too. I never want to access something that someone hasn't given me permission to do. And then last one, clairvoyance is only for gifted or special individuals. So while some people may have that natural inclination towards it, or may have access to those abilities early on in their development, everyone does have the potential to develop and enhance those skills. Some people, you know what I mean? It's like that natural ability, and some you got to work on it. Lots of great athletes did not come to the sport with natural ability. Lots of athletes have had to work to become pro athletes. And I think it's the same thing with mediumship. Yes, some people come into mediumship with those natural abilities already turned on, But really, it's still something that everyone has to work on and develop and continue to grow. You just have to cultivate it over time. It's going to take time and practice. All right, guys. Well, that was a lot of information. I think I'm going to wrap up this series with the clairvoyance episode, and then we're going to get back to our normal podcast episodes talking about spirit and Akashic records. It has been a pleasure doing this. I hope you guys have enjoyed this series. I hope it's brought some information to you. It's inspired you or motivated you to work and develop on your clairabilities. I want you all to remember, you have access to this. These are not special abilities for just special people. We all have access to these abilities. If you follow the development plans and recommendations that I talk about in each episode, I believe that you can start to grow and develop those clairabilities. So a little bit of practice over time, you'll start to turn it on and turn the volume up more. I hope this helps you on your spiritual journey. If you haven't already hit subscribe to the podcast, please do so now. Also, if you feel inclined to leave me a review, I would love that. It just helps the podcast kind of grow and reach more people in the podcast universe. I don't even know what it's called out there. I feel like I'm so new to this. I wanted to add that I did start a YouTube channel where I'm going to be uploading all these episodes. So I'll have a link down below. If you prefer visual over audio, that'll be a great way to catch the podcast episodes as well. And then also I'm going to have a website dropping soon. So lots of things in the works in the background. One more big announcement. I am going to have a group reading coming up. I think it's going to be in early June. So May, it's Mother's Day, which I don't think I can do a reading around that. This is going to be the first Mother's Day without my mom. Then it's the long weekend. And then the weekend after, we're doing the burial for my mom. So because she passed away in the middle of winter, we did have her cremated and we wanted to wait till the weather was nice. So everyone that comes, they're not in a rush. We're not freezing our keisters off out in the freezing cold, and just a little bit more of an enjoyable funeral for whoever comes. May is going to be a busy month for me, so I am thinking it's going to be closer in the beginning of June, but I'll have a date coming out soon and I'll make sure to announce it here on the podcast, also on Instagram if you're following me over there. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to head out of here. I hope this helps you on your spiritual journey in finding spirit, and I will see you next time. Bye.